Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Much appreciate you making today part of your relationship with this program. Means a lot. Know you got plenty of options. We're going to be busy. Max Scherzer is on the air at 11 a.m. We'll go on the mound with Max. He joins us every homestand. Tress Way, punter, Washington Redskins, created his own board game. He's going to tell us all about that experience at 1 o'clock when he joins the show. Scherzer, Way, and you. That's who's hanging out with me for the next 4 hours. 10:30, I want to get into the Washington Nationals, some of their flaws. The fact that now that they have fixed their bullpen, you've got one thing you don't have to worry about anymore. But what still concerns you about the club? What fear do you have about approaching the postseason and trying to make a World Series run? We'll do that at 10:30. Next hour, I want to get into a Scott McLuhan Q&A with you guys, Redskins fans, on Twitter. That was pretty entertaining last night. More than that, it was also insightful. He was candid in answering a lot of questions, things we've wondered about all offseason. He provided enlightenment. So we'll get into that coming up next hour as well. Wanted to start the show, though, with the fact that we are one day away from the kickoff of game action of the 2017 Washington Redskins season. One more day, and the Redskins take the field. We've been waiting for months, people. We have been talking about a bunch of things that really didn't matter all that much, probably, for weeks on end. It's been all smoke and no fire. Tomorrow, the flames renew. They burn bright. A number one fire, high up to the tree line. Big news in the NFL today as we kick off what is formally the first week in the preseason. Devontae Freeman got a 5-year contract with the Atlanta Falcons. Couple takeaways on that. First of all, he's a good player. If he's on your fantasy team this year, you're probably going to do okay. Catches a lot of passes, gets plenty of carries for the Falcons of a good offense. He's making about $8.2 million per year, which exceeds the money in an AAV basis that any running back in the league makes at this moment. When Le'Veon Bell signs his franchise tag with the Steelers for $12 million this season, he'll be the highest paid running back in the league. But LeSean McCoy, who makes about $8.1 million, Doug Martin, who makes $7.2 million, those guys second and third now behind Devontae Freeman, the latest to get paid. That's the way the market works. He's getting $41 million overall. That number doesn't matter. $15 million in signing bonus, about $21 million in guarantees. The first thought I've got on this is that running backs do not make money like they should. I don't know why any kid would want to be a running back. Running backs are essentially being paid the same as they were back in 2004. So the position has reverted back 13 years in terms of value. Because LaDainian Tomlinson, now in the Hall of Fame, got about $8 million per year back in 04. But remember, when he got that, that was one-tenth of the salary cap. The salary cap was about $80 million. Now it's over $130 million. So that would be closer to $14 million per year now. It's the equivalent of, you know, the dollar's value changing and the amount you're paying for things not being altered. So the running back position, which we've said for a long time is devalued and isn't probably paid on the scale that it needs to be, is one that I think we're going to have a problem at some point finding the best athletes playing. Because I just don't know what the incentive is as we learn more about concussions and head trauma and CTE and the amount of contact those guys take on. And you're taking the football 20-plus times and getting clobbered 7-8 times, feeling like you're in a train wreck per game. Oh, by the way, you make what the guys made 13 years ago. No thanks. I'm okay. I'll probably play corner. I'm a great athlete. I'll figure out a way to play defensive back and deliver the boom and not be on the receiving end of it. But Freeman and the Falcons are ready to strap it up and play in the preseason, just like the Redskins and the Ravens are in Baltimore tomorrow night. Here's where I want to start the show with you. If I give you three options as to how you are viewing tomorrow night's preseason game number one, exhibition, kickoff tilt, the inaugural game being played this year, and the three options are that you either A, cannot wait, let's play football, B, I'll watch some. It's not going to be something I make the priority of my night, but I'll watch some of the game. It's football, it's the Redskins, I like them. That's B. And then C is, I don't care about tomorrow night. Bunch of the starters won't play. Call me in September. Preseason football stinks. Which group do you belong in? I think there are only three groups when it comes to the preseason. You've got your diehards who are going to be in on every down. These are the season ticket holders that are tailgating at FedEx Field a week from now because it's just their first chance in a while to do so. And they're going to be there from the first play to the final play. And they're going to be invested on the back of the roster decision in the fourth quarter as to whether or not the roster hopeful linebacker or safety makes the play that might keep him around to help play special teams two or three times this coming season. That's group one who says they cannot wait for Redskins Ravens. For the record, I belong in group one. I am elated about tomorrow. I will be at the game. I'm going to Baltimore. I'll fight a little traffic going up north because I've been waiting too long for football and I'm excited for it. So that's our group. The second group is, I'm going to watch some. You are the guy who gets home from work and realizes shortly after dinner at some point, like I did with Hard Knocks last night following the Tampa Bay Bucks, right around game time, oh yeah, there's a game on tonight. Or maybe you're flipping through the channels and you come across Redskins Ravens on NBC or on CSN. And you say, I got nothing better to do. I like football. I like the Redskins. I'll watch this. That's group two. And then the third group is, even if you stumbled into the game, you stub your toe right into it, you're not going to stop because it's the preseason. Now, let's say it's the second quarter. Cousins is already out. Colt McCoy or Nate Sudfeld are leading the offense. It's receivers you don't really recognize. The defensive players are long shots, most of whom are not going to be in the NFL, not only in a month, but at any point, maybe ever again, and certainly never in a regular season game. And so you're just not going to watch. Which of those three groups do you belong to? Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines open at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I'm going to tell you why I belong in group one and why I think most of you should. As listeners, not only to Sports Talk Radio, as big sports fans, I got a couple reasons why the preseason should get you excited. First of all, we have waited way too long not to be ready to watch a game. I don't care who plays in it. I was in on Cowboys-Cardinals last week. I don't care if the starters go a series or don't play at all. You've been waiting 220 days to watch the Redskins. That's how many days it's been from tomorrow when they kick off the season, dating back to their final game on New Year's Day against the New York Giants. 220 days you've waited for this. You're just going to look this gift horse in the mouth and tell it to keep on walking? Why? It's been 316,880 minutes of Redskinsless life that we've been living. You've existed on planet Earth for 5,280 hours since this team was last on the field against the Giants, running around trying to make plays. 31 weeks and 3 days ago, their season ended. 31 weeks. That's a lot of weekends without the Redskins. Now, the first handful of them, you had football. The postseason carries on and eventually a Super Bowl. So probably 23, 24 weeks without the game itself. But you've been waiting too long for this. First argument I'd make is we've spent 60% of this calendar year not watching the Redskins. Now you get a game, it's time to watch the Redskins. Second argument, and if you're familiar with the show over time, you know how I feel about this. We only get 20 of these. This is not baseball. Great segment with the Junkies and Mike Rizzo a few minutes ago when he was in studio. I love baseball. I go to a ton of Nats games. I watch every Nats game. It's a great sport. It's our pastime. Football comes your way once a week, 16 times in the regular year, over 17 weeks. And in a span of about 22 weeks, we get 20 football games. So I don't care how watered down, how bad a version of this delicious drink that we get is. If you get the worst soda from a fountain you've ever had in your life, it's better than never having soda. And tomorrow is probably going to be a pretty poor tasting beverage. Preseason football's not great, particularly weeks 1 and weeks 4. I think most people know that the second week of the preseason is decent. The third week of the preseason is the closest thing we get to a real football game. The first and the fourth weeks, as a general rule, aren't very competitive or good with the players that matter. But we still only get 20. You're going to just decide that four of them don't matter? 20% of the whole operation? Bad decision. And here's the last argument I'd make for why you should care about tomorrow night, Redskins-Ravens. How many of you guys have seen Terrell Pryor in a Redskins uniform yet? A few of you have, because you made the trip down to Richmond for training camp. But I'm not talking about some gif on someone's Twitter account. I'm not alluding to a video that came out from Richmond based on a training camp catch he made over a third corner who may not be on the roster. How many of you have actually put your eyeballs on Terrell Pryor running a route as a Redskin? Because if you haven't, tomorrow's your first chance to do that. How about DJ Swearinger at safety? How many hours have we spent talking about the impact he might have? I've been waiting 2 years to see Junior Gallette in burgundy and gold. He'll be on the field, finally having stayed healthy long enough to get to game action tomorrow night. Those guys and Zach Brown signed as a free agent to help this linebacking core, and Terrell McClain signed as a free agent to help this defensive line, and Stacy McGee, who might help at nose tackle. This is our first chance to see a plethora of players on this team who have never strapped it up and played for this team before. So my three arguments are, we've waited too long, 220 days, and it's over. We only get 20, and it's your first chance to see these guys. That's why I'm all in. That's why I'm driving up to Baltimore. That's why I care so much. But I want to know which group you guys belong to next. Let's fill up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can't wait. You want to watch some or call me in September. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.